Hey everyone, Kelly Givens here. I want you to think about a little word with some big implications. Stress. I don't have to say much more for you to start thinking about all the ways your life feels stressful and overwhelming. In fact, I bet one of the reasons you listen to your daily prayer is because it's a calming way to connect with God amidst the stress of life. If that's true, then I want to recommend our latest podcast to you. Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. Our host, Bonnie Gray, guides us through the effects of stress and gives us scripture-backed methods of restoring calm, reducing overwhelm, and deepening our intimacy with God. You can find Breathe, the Stressless Podcast on lifeaudio.com or by searching your favorite podcast app. We'll also have a link in the show notes. Check it out and let us know what you think. Prayer for Finding the Good During Hard Times by Mary Sutherland. I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Isaiah 45:3. I am constantly amazed at the profound truths God has tucked into the simple things of life. Pearls are formed when a piece of grit, sand, or shell is trapped inside an oyster. The oyster protects itself from irritation by secreting a nacreous liquid that surrounds the irritant until it eventually becomes a pearl. In other words, that which begins as an annoying irritant eventually becomes a valuable treasure. The same is true in life. The greatest treasures in my life are products of the darkest times of my life. A battle with clinical depression stripped away years of fear and doubt, leaving me with a new identity in Christ and a ministry I never thought possible. The inability to have biological children made it possible to adopt our son and daughter, Jared and Dana, giving my husband and me a gift beyond measure. Over the years, weaknesses have given way to strengths and failures have led to successes. God has used all of it for His glory and my good. In every trial or difficult moment of life, God has buried a treasure. To find the treasure, we must look through the trial. So when the tough times come, just look for the pearls. Father, I am so sorry for the way I complain about my circumstances. Please forgive me for my bad attitude when things don't go my way. I want to see your hand in every part of every day, good or bad. Help me learn how to face every storm with confidence, knowing that you really are in control, even though I cannot hear your voice or see your hand at work. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.